November 19, Think on Heavenly Things. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7:14. John, while in vision, saw a company clothed in white robes. They were seen in the temple of God. This will be the result of all who will lay hold of the merits of Christ and wash their robes in His blood. Every provision has been made so that we can sit with Christ upon His throne. But the condition is that we be in harmony with the law of God. We cannot afford to lose heaven. We ought to have our conversation on heavenly things. There is no death nor pain. Why are we so reluctant to talk of these things? Why do we dwell upon earthly things? The apostle exhorts us to have our conversation in heaven. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20. Christ will soon return to gather those who are prepared and to take them to this glorious place. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:28. Do we love to think of this event, or do we want to put it off? The more we talk of Jesus, the more we shall reflect His divine image. By beholding, we become transformed. We need to bring Christ into our religious experience. When you assemble together, let the conversation be on Christ and His salvation. The more we talk of Jesus, the more of His matchless charms we shall behold. Those who take no pleasure in thinking and talking of God in this life will not enjoy the life that is to come, where God is ever present, dwelling among His people. But those who love to think of God will be in their element, breathing in the atmosphere of heaven. Those who on earth love the thought of heaven will be happy in its holy associations and pleasures. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him, and they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Revelation 22:3-4.